friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a movie review, a 5-star movie review. Yes, that's the rating I give it, 5 stars. And the last time I gave a movie a 5 stars was Wicked, because it deserved it. So I haven't given movies 5 stars. Tough Critic. Something has to really wow me to get a 5-star review. So I went to see the movie Drop recently. To be honest, I saw it opening weekend because it came out on the 11th of April. And I saw it on the 13th of April. You guys are probably going to get this review around the 21st of April. Because of how I schedule posts and stuff like that. So you'll get it a couple weeks after. But it's a must-see. It stars Megan Fahey. I hope I said her last name right. Her last name is spelled F-A-P-Y. So I hope I pronounced it right. I know her from the show The Bold Type, where she plays Sutton Brady. So that's how I know her. So this is a suspense, thriller, action-packed film. It's really good. It's rated R for some reason. And why I'm saying for some reason, because what I saw in the movie, it shouldn't be rated R. It should be PG-13. I am a person of drinking age. So, and by drinking age, I mean worldwide I can drink. Anywhere. I don't know why the USA has it's 21. It should be like everywhere around the world where it's 18-19. The US should just make it more stricter, like everywhere else has it, but that's a topic for another day. But this, like I was saying, this is a rated R movie, so you'll need someone that is 17 years old with you to watch it, because depending on the theater and if you have a baby face like me, you'll get carded. And by depending on the theater, I mean like if they're like very diligent and like checking IDs, you'll get carded. I get carded all the time, so I have, before starting the room, I am used to just bringing out my ID. So, let's get into this review. And before I start it officially, this review contains spoilers. This also review, I am going to add a trigger warning as well, because there is DV in this movie, and not like district, like very like you'll see the DV very prominent, like you'll see it in your face, which is probably why some people might say this is probably why it has the R rating. You just see some, again, trigger warning, DV talking right now. You will see pushing and stuff like that. But I feel like they could, it's not anything that you couldn't, in my opinion, portray in a PG-13 movie. But maybe if they're talking about something like DV, aka domestic violence, it has to be rated R. I don't know. That's what I'm probably assuming from the rating, because I don't, from a language aspect, I don't think it should get an R. And either for like there's no nudity in this movie, so it's probably because of the DV, but I don't think the DV was intense enough to get the R, but maybe because we are talking about domestic violence, it's why we get the rated R. Well, okay. So, getting on with the review. Overall, I'm just going to start with, like, my thoughts and opinions in general, and then go to the spoilers. Overall, I think the movie was wonderfully shot. The acting was amazing, in my opinion. Everybody did a great job. The camera angles were great. It felt like you were there, how they shot everything. We got low angles, we got high angles, we have different angles. The music that they use in this movie was really good too. Very suspenseful music, especially with the very intense part. So the synopsis of this film is, there is a woman that is widowed that is going on her first date from a guy that she met online, and then she's getting random messages from an unknown person from the restaurant that she is on her first date constantly, and she tries to appease this person, and she's trying to figure out who it is, and she finally does. Okay, so now, and she is safe. Her date is safe. This is all spoilers. And her child is safe. And to be honest, she has to keep it on the low down, because if she doesn't, the person's like, I'm gonna kill your son. So now I'm going to get into the spoiler section. So we are with Violet Gate. She is a widow, and she has a little boy that is back 7 years old into Baby Shark, and she lost her husband. And the how the movie starts is, we see her and she's all bloody. We don't know what particularly the man in front of her had done to her at all. We don't know who he is. We do not know if this is a flashback, a flash forward, off the bat. And we see this man have a gun right to her face. And we're like, oh wow. What happened? And then we hear her talk and say, okay, let's start at the beginning. So she is a therapist having a Zoom meeting, chat, however you want to call it, with a client who suffers from domestic violence. And she's trying to help them through it. So she is a domestic violence therapist. Later that day, she has a date, her first date with a guy that she's been talking online for 3 months. And as a single mom, you have to make sure, as a single parent, as in general, you have to make sure the person that you're with, or even if you're not a parent at all, you have to make sure if you're doing online dating, the person that you are with is serious, and you have to be cautious of who you're being with. So I applaud her for like talking to the guy for a long time, knowing him, and being like, yes, he's worth my time. So I applaud her for doing that in general. So good job, Violet. So he picks a fancy restaurant. He runs a little bit late because he was doing pictures for someone. But before she goes on that blind date and meets that person at the restaurant, she's trying to figure out something to wear. Her sister is babysitting her son, and her sister's like, that outfit is not great. That, and I agree with her sister. I'm like, no, this is not, those options that you're picking aren't the great option. It's not a great option as for a first date in general. If you want, after first date, fine, but like first date, first impressions, do not wear them. And then her sister finally finds this red dress, and that dress looks amazing, and she picks it out. She's finally decides to wear it. She finally gets to the restaurant, goes to the bar, waits on him because he's running late. He lets her know that he's running late, gets a drink, and then one of the piano players, because it's a fancy restaurant in a building, and I feel like this is in New York. It just looks like New York or some big city. Incredible. And I was like, what song do you want? And he's like, and the bartender's like, I'm sorry about him. He's sleazy, like, da da da, ignore him. And he asked her, what song do you want me to play? And she's like, Baby Shark. And he's like, Baby Shark? And that's where she's like, oh yeah, I have a 7-year-old. And then the bartender's like, yeah, I have a 13-year-old that doesn't want anything to do with me. And they bond on motherhood and stuff and things like that. Her date finally arrives, and his name is Henry, played by Brandon. I don't know how to say his last name, but I'll spell it S-K-L-E-N-A-R. I've seen him in some things, but I can't particularly think of what things I've seen him. Oh, yes. Okay. Now I remember. I remember. He was, if any of you got, I didn't do a review on him. Sorry. I didn't do a review on this movie, but I loved it a lot. He was, if you guys ever saw It Ends With Us last year, this movie had Blake Lively, love her. He played Atlas, who was Blake Lively's character's boyfriend when she was younger. And they end up dating again. So Lily Bloom in It Ends With Us, Atlas was her boyfriend when she was younger, and then they reconnected. And when they were older, Atlas ran a restaurant. So that's why I was like, I remember him from somewhere, and that's why I linked everything together. I was like, wait, he was in It Ends With Us with one of my favorite actresses, Blake Lively. So that's where I know him from. He's also a really great actor as well. So those are the only two characters that, for me personally, I knew from this movie. But they all did. Everyone in the movie, The Drop, did a phenomenal job. I was in my seat the whole time. And throughout the whole film, our girl
Violet keeps having like flashbacks of her ex husband, because again, she also talks about how her ex husband abused her. Her son one time saw him abusing her. He was about to shoot her, and then her ex-husband, Violet's ex-husband, was about to shoot her, and then he was about to shoot their son, and he was like, take the gun, and I know you want to shoot me. She doesn't. He ends up taking back the gun, shoots himself. A lot of traumatic stuff happening. So this is why I'm like, trigger warning to anyone that is suffering or knows someone that suffers through domestic violence. And through the whole date, she's getting like these like let's play things pinned at her constantly. She also has told Henry, Violet has told Henry constant times, like, I have to have my phone on the table because this is my first date that I have ever been on since I had my son. I have to make sure he's okay, etc., etc. And she keeps getting things from this unknown person, like, wanna play, that she kept saying, ignore. And even Henry's like, yeah, it's probably like one of the college kids or something trying to mess with you or something. And then she gets one that's like, your son, something's gonna happen to your son. So she opens that one, and someone in the like the restaurant is like, oh, do this. I'm not gonna specifically tell you what it is because I want you guys to see the movie because it's amazing. But do this, do that. Rabbit tail to get her to do things. And if she doesn't, they'll kill her son. And that is terrifying for anyone. Like, oh, if you don't do these things, I'll kill your loved one. And I'm like, that's just messed up. And I'm not going to tell you who the killer is, but as a viewer watching, you're like thinking like, is it her date? Was he messing with her all along? Is it the waiter? The waiter also was like being iffy as well. And he's like into the art, like, I'm gonna tell you every character, so you are in the, like, it's kind of like Cluedo. So if you're like into like those mysterious kind of games and stuff, you'll like this movie too. Is it the waiter that's like wants to do acting but it's taking this as another step kind of income? Was it the bartender? Was it the host? Because at one point they're like, no, you asked for the hostess was like, you're at the right table. Is it the manager? Because also the manager at one point was like, because they wanted to switch tables because our girl said that she was afraid of heights. And she was like, you specifically said this table. And he was like, no, I asked. And Henry was like, no, I asked for this. I asked for a table with a great view. And he's like, and then the hostess was like, no, you asked for this specific table. And then to the point, Olivia was like, oh, yeah, can we change tables? And then this unknown caller was like, not caller, it's more messenger, was like, no, you can't switch table or your son will die. Or is it like this random dude like that kept bumping into her constantly that said he's waiting for his sister, but his sister doesn't show up? Or his sister just, and then his sister magically shows up at the end? Or is it like this random dude as well that while she's waiting, he comes in as well? He's being set up on a blind date. Is it him? There's many different options. It is like Cluedo. 100%. Like, who's done it? Suspense. Thriller. You're like, oh, who did it? Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? I'm going to tell you who I thought it was. I'm not going to tell you if my predictions were. No, I'm not going to do it because it's going to spoil. But it completely. But like, I had my thoughts of who it was and who I thought it was at the beginning. It wasn't that person. Because I don't want, I want you guys to see it. Like, I thought it was going to be one person. This because I'm like, huh, he keeps doing this. Uh-huh. He keeps saying that he's doing that. He's what? He's doing that. Oh, he keeps, I'm like, And then at one point, I was like, oh, maybe it's the, and I'm like, no, it can't be him. But then, at one point, one of the characters is like, oh, he's, oh, so I'm like, oh, but I'm like, the, and then the reasoning of, like, why, I'll give you the reasoning, because it doesn't spoil who it is, was, like, one of the notes that they sent to her was like, oh, you killed your, like, when they were talking, it's like, you killed her husband. And she goes on the flashback, and he was like, and she, and it's still like, no, her husband killed himself. She did not kill him. Overall, like, this movie in general was a great one. Very action packed. I would 110% see this again. I went to see it by myself. I went that the day that I saw it, I went to see Fiddler on the Roof. UCF did a performance of Fiddler on the Roof. I went to see that, and then I was like, I'm already out. Let me watch Drop. So watch Drop. Loved it. It was incredible. I went to see the 5:30 showing of that. Loved it. Would recommend it. Great. This movie is good for a date, girls' night out, seeing it solo. Like I said, chef kiss. Directors, everybody that was involved with this movie did a great job. I want, again, this is the opening weekend, I want this movie to have sold out after sold out after sold out for all their showings, because it's a great movie. And it's a plus because, like, my this is my second movie this month that I saw in theaters. The first one was okay, but this one was amazing. So go see Drops in theaters. It just came out, but when you hear this review, it's been in theaters for a week and a half or 2 weeks. But in general, see Drop. It's amazing. You won't regret it. You won't be disappointed like if you saw Snow White. If you want to hear my Snow White review, because I did review that as well, it is on the website. just go and write Snow White review. I did a review on that. Hear my thoughts and opinion on that as well. Hear if I think the critics and everyone that rated so low should have rated it that low. Everything you want to know about that, your girl got you. I also, just to catch up with you on things I'm gonna do in the future, I saw through trailers, because I saw a drop in theaters, I saw that they're doing an Until Dawn movie. I have not played the game. I've saw let's plays of the game, so I know what Until Dawn is. I am gonna watch it in theaters at some point and do a review on it. That I'm gonna watch the movie and do a review on it in May. So, and when I watched the trailer for that, it said April, and I'm like, we're in April, what date? So I had to look that up, and it's coming out on the 25th of April. I'm gonna see it at some point at May. So at some point when I see it in May, you'll get a review on that. I am also talking about what I'm gonna do in the future. I saw that Fringe is doing Sweet Home Alabama. That was a movie, and there's a musical of that. So I am gonna do a review on that as well. And for that's all that I have so far. Just keep posted. So just keeping you guys posted. If you want to know things I'm gonna be doing or post I'm doing and everything else, go to acouplecritics.com. You can go under critics, you can click on my name, and you'll see everything that I've done. And you can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at acouplecritics.com. We have posts of what we've done on our Instagram completely. And you can also, I'll have to accept you, but you can follow me on Instagram at Becca Sarah Coffee. You can follow me. I've made a TikTok. It just shows, it doesn't show me, but it shows the shows I've been to, sometimes movies, and things I'm up to. And that is also Becca Sarah Coffee. So anywhere I am, Becca Sarah Coffee, if you want to follow me and see what I'm up to. But if you're going to follow me on Instagram, I'll have to accept you. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye!